to stay together, although they just lost their drummer. But I feel like a lot of these, like Lynyrd Skynyrd is a good example. I don't even know who was in the Lynyrd Skynyrd band now. I have no idea how many of them are still left, but I know that I think at least one or two of the Beach Boys have died. So they've remade the band along the way, so you're not getting the original band anymore.
John wrote in to say that Kiss rocks, still listen to it, never regret going to a Kiss concert. By the way, Gene and Paul are Republican-leaning the last time I checked. I thought Kiss, I thought one of those guys was a huge lib. Am I confusing it with maybe another band? I don't know.
I assume so many of these bands are super left-wing. Maybe because they get way more attention than they would if they were conservative. Now, look, I mean, there are many country acts that are big Trump supporters. I love Kid Rock is a ridiculously fun concert to go to. He is a monster Trump guy, and that makes me like Kid Rock more. And then you've got Taylor Swift, who I will acknowledge is an incredible talent, who's going to be a multi-billionaire, but she has weighed in on all sorts of local Tennessee political races, and that makes me like her less because she is super left-wing. Disappointing.
It's amazing, isn't it? I don't know.
I bet Carrie loves Taylor Swift, right?
I got to check with Carrie on that one. I would think that
I mean, they're around the same age, like kind of wheelhouse. I would be surprised if Carrie's not a bit. I like Taylor Swift. You know, I would go to a Taylor Swift concert with my wife, not solo. It'd be weird.
Why are all these musicians commies? Questions for another time. Maybe
that would be really weird if I just went solo to a Taylor Swift concert. Like if you came in and like people were emailing the VIP and they're like, I heard Clay Travis was solo at the Taylor Swift concert.
The social media, the photos alone of you standing at a Taylor Swift concert, rocking out with a T-Swift T-shirt on would be worth it. Like, can we maybe raise some money here for this or something? You know, we'll do something for charity. Clay goes to a T-Swift concert. I think we're on to something.
Solo would be definitely difficult to explain.
Has to be solo. Has to be.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
You've helped MyPillow grow into the incredible company it is today. Fantastic products at a great value, including their Giza Dream Sheets. These sheets are made from the world's best cotton, Giza. They're ultra soft and breathable, yet extremely durable.
That's right. The Giza Dream Sheets are incredibly comfortable. And right now, the Giza Dream Sheets are at their lowest price ever, starting at $29.98 with our names as the promo code.
They come in multiple colors, styles, and sizes. And remember, MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee.
Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special square. When you click on this square, you'll see the Giza Dream Sheet Sale and deals on other MyPillow products, too.
Upgrade your bedding and enhance your sleep. Enter promo code Clay and Buck or call 800-792-3269. For these great limited time specials, one more time, go to MyPillow.com, use the code Clay and Buck.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hear inspiring stories that are part of the American landscape every night at 10 on Our American Stories. Everyone has a story to tell, and master storyteller Lee Habib tells them on AM 670 KMZQ.
Hey, I switched off the radio. I want to tell you, your heater's not working. Come get a new car or a used car, I don't care, and get a car with the heaters working, all right? It's cold outside. Come see me at Sahara Chrysler Dodge Ram on the corner of Sahara Decatur, 5050 West Sahara. Mr. Pink, baby!
Thought it was a rash, but my doctor said it was a tick bite.
Ticks can spread Lyme disease and other illnesses, leading to chronic health issues.
My brother was always having asthma flare-ups. Turns out a roach problem at home was causing it.
Allergens left behind by roaches and rodents are a major driver of asthma attacks.
When I had a fever and body aches, I never thought it was West Nile virus.
Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can spread serious diseases.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kent Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas vowing strict oversight of the National Archives after President Biden returned missing presidential documents from his days in the Obama administration. In a similar case involving former President Trump, the archives referred the case to the DOJ, but not in the case of Biden's missing papers.
I would note that Joe Biden's case in some ways is even more troublesome than Donald Trump's case, because Joe Biden is a former vice president when these papers are involved. The vice president does not have the same prerogatives and the same kind of declassification authority that a former president does.
Senator Cotton was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Also at townhall.com, President Biden in Mexico City with the leaders of Mexico and Canada, attempting to mend tensions that have divided the continent. Talks centering on migration, trade, and climate change. California residents, they're still grappling with flooding and mudslides in the latest series of powerful storms. Donna Warder reports.
On Monday, a 5-year-old boy was swept away by floodwaters when his mother's truck became stranded in floodwaters near Paso Robles. Officials have called off that search because water levels are too high. In San Bruno, resident Monty Bolt tells TV station KGO that a huge tree from her yard crashed onto a neighbor's home and car. She says they're okay.
We didn't hear anything, but when we came out the next morning and our neighbors next door text us to say, you know, we've gone to our friends.
Some streets have turned into gushing rivers and mud and rock slides are blocking some roads. I'm Donna Warder.
Then on Wall Street, the Dow is ahead 93 points and the NASDAQ up 72. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You know that your dollar doesn't go as far as it used to. At Key City Capital, we know that as well and would like you to know about investments we believe can make sense in an inflationary environment. For more details, check us out at keycitycapital.com. Key City offers passive investments in cash-flowing real estate that can help offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. When prices rise, more couples and families further delay home ownership. Key City Capital owns thousands of rental units with attractive prospects for income and appreciation as more and more renters apply to live in their communities. Let the team at Key City Capital grow your wealth and diversify your investment portfolio. Connect with them today at keycitycapital.com or call 817-912-1569, 817-912-1569. Again, that's keycitycapital.com or call 817-912-1569, 817-912-1569.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Many people are so glad they did, like Maria.
I was desperate, and New Hope Tax Defense helped me resolve all my tax issues. Gave me hope.
Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
It's 12:04. This is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. CES brought more visitors to Las Vegas than first thought. The Consumer Technology Association reports the four-day get-together, which just ended, brought 115,000 attendees to the Las Vegas Strip. CES 2022 had about 45,000 visitors, primarily due to COVID-19, of course. Well, pre-pandemic shows routinely attracted more than 170,000 attendees. This year's show hosted more than 3,200 exhibitors, including 1,000 startups across the more than 2 million square feet of the convention space at the Las Vegas Convention Center and the Venetian Expo. Resorts World Las Vegas is now charging for self-parking, but you can still park for free. Resort officials say they began charging customers a $10 a day flat fee at its parking garage January 3rd, but you can avoid the fee by joining the company's Genting Rewards program. Something to keep in mind. Some people with $500 will use it for a quality night in Las Vegas. A patron at Caesar's Palace took their $500 for a spin, and the player won $200,000 after drawing four twos and a three kicker on a triple-double bonus poker. Congratulations.
CQ On Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Watch for some right shoulder activity on that transition ramp as you merge from Interstate 15 northbound to go to the 215 Southern Beltway. Also, look out for crashes southbound Rainbow at West Cliff. And another incident, that's northbound Martin Luther King at Owens.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out.
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward, how much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Tuesday, January 10th. Good to have you with us. The president is in Mexico. He visited the border on Sunday briefly, 4 hours, wheels down to wheels up. He is talking about border security. He has what he says is a plan. We'll find out what that plan is in due course, I'm sure. Joining us now is Tommy Pigott. He is the Republican National Committee Rapid Response Director, and he joins us. Tommy, how you been?
I've been all right. Thanks for having me on.
Let me just ask you, we are coming off our worst November numbers, immigration-wise, than we've had in the history of our country. Give us a sense of where we are as a nation relative to illegals who keep flooding across our border. The president didn't meet with even one of them. What do you make of what's going on right now in our country, immigration-wise?
Well, right now you hit the nail on the head. It's the worst border crisis in the history of our country. It's the worst border crisis on record. And it's not just 1 month of the worst border crisis on record. It's been 21 months in a row of the worst sustained border crisis ever in our nation's history. And that's just counting encounters, people that show up and are encountered by Border Patrol and are processed to a very limited degree and then released into the country or expelled via Title 42. It doesn't count the 1 million illegal immigrants that have crossed the border and escaped into this country since Joe Biden took office And those are just the ones that we know about, that we've seen on camera, that we've seen in person. We don't know really what that true number is. It's an astonishingly high number. And Joe Biden goes down to the border only for a few hours, doesn't meet with a single illegal immigrant, barely meets with Border Patrol. And his plan, quote unquote, to solve this crisis that he created is an app that helps illegal immigrants make appointments with Border Patrol and with processing facilities. That's not a plan to stop this problem. That's a plan to make it even worse.
What is it that Mexico and Central American countries can do to help in our immigration, or are they doing anything?
Well, under President Trump, there were agreements in place that were that required illegal immigrants to or migrants at the time to apply for asylum in the safe third country, it was called. So, you know, lots of times people fly to Mexico or they travel into Mexico and then travel through Mexico to the border. There were agreements in place that said, hold on, that's not an asylum claim. If you're in a safe third country, if you're no longer in the country where you had this threat against you, then that's where you have to apply for asylum. And there are these safe third country agreements that were put in place by President Trump. Joe Biden ripped those up. He completely ripped those up. And that's part of the problem here. So, I mean, what President Trump had been able to do was get these agreements with our neighbors to the south that included enforcement, that included housing and processing asylum seekers, that included fighting cartels and stopping drug smuggling. Joe Biden came in, ripped those up, started eliminating policies like Remain in Mexico, looking to eliminate Title 42. So really what our neighbors to the south could be doing to help is reinstating those agreements that President Trump had gotten into place that Joe Biden just so ignorantly ripped up and really kind of creating this crisis in the first place.
How did he get Mexico to acquiesce? I mean, you know, you talk about the carrot and the stick, and former President Trump used the stick a lot with some of these Central American countries. Can you talk a little bit about what he did to accomplish what he did, which was just amazing? And is that what we're doing now, or are we doing something different?
What President Trump did is he combined first a lot of aid or a lot of promises of aid or really saying that the aid would stop flowing in a lot of cases to these countries. He combined it with that sort of element, as well as really kind of this holistic approach to our neighbors to the south and to really countries around the world, talking about trade agreements, talking about law enforcement agreements, talking about agreements to stop the flow of drugs internationally. So he really used every single tool at his disposal diplomatically with our aid in terms of promises that it would come or threats that it would be withdrawn, using every single tool that we have in order to say, wait a minute, we need to have a secure border. That's a fundamental part of our national security. What Joe Biden has come in and done is completely abandoned that approach. He's abandoned the America First approach that was so successful. And what he's done instead is really put every other country first. It really kind of leading with the fact that he's sending this aid down there with no sort of preconditions. He's doing almost nothing really to effectively combat the cartels. It's really kind of this major disaster of putting America last instead of America first. And really, fundamentally, it's that mentality that leads to success for the American people, saying America comes first. And when you start from that premise of what is best for the American people, everything else flows. And Joe Biden instead is starting from the opposite premise of how can I put America last? And there's really no other way to look at it in terms of what's going on here when it comes to the border.
Do we have a hard and fast rule that defines asylum?
Well, that's part of the problem is that we there's laws in the books that talk about asylum. But part of the issue is if you have someone that's in another country, let's take, for example, a group of Russians was found at the border today. Someone from Russia flies to Mexico. They're no longer an asylum seeker, quote unquote, when they arrive at the United States because they're no longer under threat from the Russian government in Mexico. But they come to the United States and they claim asylum. But that whole process is kind of mixed up there because what actually is happening there is those people have now become economic migrants, maybe wanting to come to the United States for a better life. And I don't really blame people that want to come to the United States for a better life. But that changes the whole concept of whether or not they're an asylum seeker. And that's part of the agreements that President Trump was able to put into place, where, yes, if there's real asylum seekers, we have laws, we have asylum laws that we follow and that we obey. But that's very different from economic migration and people coming to the United States for economic reasons. And people need to come to this country legally. That's fundamental. So when it comes to the definition of an asylum seeker, that was one of the successes of President Trump's administration when he really defined who could apply for asylum to make sure that those rules weren't abused by people that actually weren't really applying for asylum legitimately.
all you got to do is watch Fox News and some of the drone footage, and you see how we are literally being overrun with asylum seekers, folks that just want a better life. Is it okay as a nation, as a sovereign nation, to say no to some of these people and just say, we're full up, go back to your home country. We cannot help you. Is that okay to do morally?
Well, I think fundamentally having an open borders approach is cruel to everybody. The only people that benefit under an open borders approach are the cartels. The migrants themselves don't benefit. The United States does not benefit. Border communities do not benefit. There's no one that benefits except for people that are looking to take advantage of this situation. And that used to be a bipartisan agreement. You go back to even President Obama, who was talking about telling the parents, don't send your kids to the border because the kid might not survive the journey to the border. That it's cruel to send your kid to the border because the journey is incredibly dangerous. Joe Biden has thrown all of that out the window, and he's created this open borders mentality that puts the lives of migrants in danger, that puts the lives of law enforcement in danger, that puts the lives of Border Patrol in danger, while making the cartel and smuggling industry a tens-of-billion-dollar industry. That's really what his policies have done. So when you say, is it moral to have laws that secure the border, stop illegal immigration? Yes, it is. It's actually the most moral thing you can do to stop the smuggling, stop the cartels, and make sure we actually have a safe legal process that everyone benefits from instead of the process now that is creating perhaps the worst humanitarian crisis at the border this country's ever seen.
Again, Tommy Pickett joining us, Republican National Committee Rapid Response Director. If we're going to fix this, are we going to do it legislatively? Are we going to do it via the executive branch? Or might it end up being in the judicial branch of government where we actually establish what it is we can and cannot do? What is your sense of what the fix is?
Well, the fix right now is to really just stop this massive crisis. So, you know, people talk about how illegal immigration has been a debated issue for decades. What we're dealing with now is a crisis of unprecedented scale that is beyond unsustainable. So the first step is to stop this crisis that we're dealing with now. Before you talk about any sort of legislative fix to the immigration system or maybe upgrading the immigration system in terms of who can come into the United States, what needs to happen first is the border needs to be secured. And that's what I don't quite understand when Democrats talk about this issue, when Democrats say we need a comprehensive approach, which for them usually means amnesty. What this needs to start with is border security, because without securing the border, you're just recreating this problem. If you have amnesty, in 10 years, you don't have to do another amnesty. 10 years later, another amnesty. What needs to happen first is securing the border. And frankly, that can be done through the executive branch in a lot of ways. The Congress has passed funds to secure the border. And right now, Joe Biden has actually taken steps to stop border wall construction in a lot of areas of the border. And I know that Republicans in Congress would be more than happy and are actually looking to increase funds for border security. That was one of the things that Republicans tried to do when Biden passed his massive spending spree. Republicans said, how about we hire more Border Patrol agents instead of hiring more IRS agents? And Democrats blocked that. So there are steps that we can take that Republicans want to take. But right now, Democrats are standing in the way of common sense border security solutions that need to come first before discussing any sort of comprehensive immigration approach.
Do you see anything in the Biden solution that you think will improve what's going on? I mean, we had that photo op down in El Paso, which was just horrible. It was awful. And he comes out with some sort of a plan. But is there anything there that you think will actually work?
No, I don't believe so, unfortunately, because he's not really doing anything to secure the border. He's not doing anything to say, don't come to this country. And ultimately, what needs to happen is you can't be rewarding people that break the law. You can't be rewarding people that cross the border illegally. You can't be rewarding them with things like cell phones that the Biden administration was giving people. You can't reward them by releasing people into the country, because all that's going to do is just encourage more people to come. And unfortunately, Biden hasn't recognized that reality, that he's embraced instead these cruel policies that encourage people to make this incredibly dangerous journey, to give money to the cartels to smuggle them into the country. And fundamentally, that's what he needs to do, is stop rewarding people that are breaking the law. And the plan that he put in place, quote unquote, his plan, really just instead tries to make an app, basically, to facilitate people to break the law, which is never going to solve this problem. It's just going to make the problem worse.
Yeah, you got to wonder, this new app that's being created is incredible. Let me just ask you, and kind of on a breaking news basis, all of the talk of missing documents, the classified documents. It seems as if we're developing a double standard here. It's okay if Biden does it, but if Trump does it at Mar-a-Lago, all of a sudden it's a big to-do and we're busting down doors and we're doing all kinds of raids. What do you make of what you know so far about these missing documents?
Well, I think it's very concerning, and it's concerning because of the number of questions and very serious questions that it raises. Apparently, these documents were discovered before the midterms. Why are we only finding out about it now? How did these documents get into a box of unclassified material? Who put them there? Where were these documents stored? Apparently, sources say, quote-unquote sources, that Joe Biden didn't know that these documents were in this unclassified box. If that's the case, for me, that raises incredibly serious concerns about how those documents were stored. So that's a big if, whether or not he did actually know that they were there. But if he didn't, that means that these classified documents were in this think tank without any sort of security, which, you know, these questions just keep on popping up. And then on top of all that, there's serious questions about money that Chinese money, anonymous Chinese money that was donated to the University of Pennsylvania shortly after the Biden Center, the think tank, was formed. And so there's questions about, did any of that money go to the think tank? Did any Chinese officials have access to documents that maybe were at this think tank? These are all incredibly important questions that need to be answered, and Joe Biden has really refused to answer any of them so far. But those are answers that the American people deserve.
Yeah, he's had about three opportunities to address it just since he got to Mexico City, and he's refusing to even deal with it. Let me just ask you, Merrick Garland, the Attorney General, is it up to him now? What the next step is?
Well, he's appointed an official to look into it, another official. So he's not, and Merrick Garland himself isn't looking into these documents. There's another official that is looking into these documents. And my sense of it is that we're waiting for an update from them, and they're going to be kind of directing next steps here. But really, I think who needs to take the next step is Joe Biden and explain how these documents get there. And then who needs to also take the next step is the media, the mainstream media, who for the longest time has always turned the other way from serious questions of Biden impropriety. They need to look at this too. The media needs to investigate, why was Biden keeping these documents there? Who had access to these documents? Is Chinese money affiliated with the Biden think tank? All incredibly important questions the media should really be looking into. I won't hold my breath, but they're some of the people that need to be taking the next steps here to make sure that we get answers to these questions that Joe Biden has so far completely denied the American people.
Hey, Tommy, always good to visit with you. Thank you so much. Happy New Year, my friend. And I know we'll be talking to you a bunch here in 2023 as we get ready to 2024. Thank you so much, my friend. We'll talk again.
Hey, thanks for having me. Have a good one.
There you go. Tommy Pickett, the Rapid Response Director for the Republican National Committee, joining us. Stay with us. More to do as we continue. We got a busy, busy show. We're going to be joined by Michael Shouse a little bit later on. He's the former Communication Director for NPRI. He knows where all the bones are buried politically here in the state of Nevada. Also, Tom Del Beccaro will join us. He is the former chairman of the California Republican Party. Good guy, and you read his stuff in foxnews.com all the time. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio, done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
670 KMZQ presents At the Close, the radio show, powered by GFL Capital Mortgage. Join your hosts, Kevin Sherba and Danny Velazquez, to start your morning off right, educating and guiding you through the mortgage process from application through closing. Learn about how to navigate through the ever-changing mortgage market. Keep up to date with current products, guidelines, and how to avoid common pitfalls.